This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal.
Where's my pop?
To click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
We now return to the French Lieutenant's Woman.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
Now we're going to start up and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
Look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara,
Mike!
Josh Schroeder, and Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Rob.
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for the middle of the week, Wednesday. We are glad to have you here. Happy as always. I am moments away from another full house of three crumb crunchers because summer is sleepover time now, and that's all they do. And we all say yes because it keeps them out of our hair. And that's just the way
it
goes.
Do you benefit by, I mean, do you have him away as many times as you have extras in so it all comes out even?
It's a great question, and I probably would say it's a push. I've been playing with this, by the way. This
oh,
is
your cell phone?
Else.
I can't believe
this
you downloaded
just,
it.
This is just so cool.
Oh,
this
the app is great.
So cool.
It's awesome.
Absolutely
and this
cool.
This is when Mike finds out a TMOS extra came out 15 minutes ago.
There it is for my show.
We told you about this one last week.
I know you did. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. I'm just kidding. That's fine. This is a TMOS Extra with Josh, and I'm sorry, not Josh, Rob, and Aaron Perlett, who is Rob's friend. And he also has another claim to fame, I believe, that you were going to talk to him about. What was the...
He's written a book called The Death of Compromise.
Why were you looking at me like you were confused by the question?
I'm not confused at all. I was going to mention that this is actually his second appearance on the show because he co-hosted once when you were on a break and he came in. He has a great band called
Atomic
Junction.
He's got a great beard is what he's got from the
picture
I'm looking
at. He's always been a facial hair guy. But he's got a great band, Atomic Junction. But this book is pretty fascinating, talking about how we don't compromise anymore. And it's not a partisan book. It's just the death of compromise. It's a fascinating discussion. I think
you'd
enjoy
it as a case study to try to figure out why.
Yeah.
Because of your people.
Well, that's not entirely the answer. That's what your team says
and
my team blames you. And the whole point is let's stop blaming each other.
That would be a pamphlet. That would be a very short book if that was the answer.
Is it 6-4? Is it 6-4?
7-6.
Orioles?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No
change. Such
no
an asshole.
Well, I had to get you off the
7-6. There we go.
It's still 3-6. Your Red Sox still have the lead.
Okay.
It's the middle of the inning.
Red Sox haven't scored in a while, though. That's a shame.
I wrote this at the top of my show prep today. I said, baseball is becoming a distraction. I was late to the show because I'm watching the game with
when
my kid.
When you said that, I assumed it was a game that your son was in. I mean, I thought he was
this
done,
is,
but I thought perhaps there was something
this
I didn't
is
know.
No, the best part of baseball season is July.
Okay.
It's just if you got a team that's in the hunt now, as the Red Sox, they had no chance. I went on and did a short talking about how it's the worst team I've ever seen. And everybody in Boston did that. And now we're eating shit and in a beautiful way because it's like spectacular that they've come back like this. And now there's excitement. And
Josh, we're eating shit in a beautiful way.
Because we're now... Josh's team and my team are both in the hunt. It's fantastic.
It's very frustrating that the Red Sox right now are the best team in baseball.
Absolutely. Going away they are.
Now, they've got a challenge today. It's tough to win both games of a doubleheader.
It is.
And that's what they're going to have to do to keep the streak going.
Because last night was rained out? Is that the deal?
Last night was rained out. Yeah.
Is the second game 7 o'clock?
Oh, good. Yeah.
I'll be watching two games. I can't tell you the last time.
They're not going to do well because they're going to miss Wheel and they're going to miss Jeopardy.
But they can't do a real back-to-back doubleheader because those Red Sox
games
are selling
out. Yes, we get it. We get it that you don't like sports.
I don't dislike sports.
No. We get it.
But you got to like the money the Red Sox are making, because the doubleheader, they are emptying the stadium and then a new ticket to get in the second game.
And they will fill both of them.
And because they'll both be sold out.
The city is so on fire for baseball, which is the best. It's fun. There's so many cities like Baltimore and Boston that it's really, really a blast. I wouldn't leave.
If I was at the first game, I'd hide and I'd still be there. I'd get in.
Like stow away in the stadium.
Yeah, I would hide like in the where the greensmen live, you know, like as a 10 to the field. I'd be
so
there.
So we talked about the birthday festivities last weekend. One of the really nice gifts that my wife got my son was these tech glasses that Josh also has. They are the Meta Ray-Bans that record as you have them on. And, I wrote, beware of Karens, because it is absolutely hysterical that my son had a resident driving by him when he was on his e-bike, and he was saying not to do wheelies. And you see the guy roll his window down, see my son, and start to really jump on him, and then see the glasses. And
oh, that's perfect.
In a very quick amount of time, I just really don't want you to get hurt.
Oh, so and there's no way. For a save.
No, Karen's not going to say that.
No.
How did he realize they were, you know, Meta glasses?
Well, that's a little flaw. And it sucks. Yeah. It's terrible.
Mike, in your neighborhood, their vision isn't that great. Well, they might not see the light.
It's unfair. They forced the light there because people think with glasses you're going to be a creep and videotape.
Also,
but we
in
all
Mike's
carry
neighborhood,
around these little cameras that can get much better angles if we want to be a creep.
And neighborhood, everyone is trained not to go into the light.
Don't go in the light.
Don't go into the light.
Right.
Exactly.
Hey, Michael.
But I do like the idea of catching a Karen like that and just uploading it to the community Facebook page.
Bring in your Meta glasses. I want to show everybody your Meta glasses.
And Josh, you should put yours on too.
Yeah, and then you can both record what's going on.
Yeah, I've got the Oakley Meta glasses.
Okay, the Oakley. I saw those in the pro shops made by Bass. The Bass, Mr. Bass's pro shop.
As pro shops.
Michael, are you here?
Can you not hear me?
No, can't hear you through the door. I got headphones on. I'm listening to these guys, all right? Excuse me.
Yeah, he's
with
a little
your
fussy.
Attitude.
Wow.
You hear? There's the real kid right Rob, there. Yeah. Sorry, listeners. That was the real dude you got right there. That was the
Rob,
real dude you got.
The, all right,
take your
the light
hat
is.
Off.
Yeah, yeah. I can see the.
Take your hat off so we can see your glasses.
You were just outside.
No, I slept over. I didn't get any sleep.
Hey, Mike. Can't you hear me? Didn't you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, put them on. Oh, he's cleaning them up first, and then you're gonna have to lean down here. I should actually control my.
He hasn't had them long enough to get dirty. What's he cleaning?
No, I mean, well, it's glasses, Rob. You know what glasses are like.
Are they sunglasses or clear glasses? Oh, they're the clear ones.
Ah, yeah. He looks a little like.
Are you recording right now?
No.
Okay, you want to record right now?
Josh, you're not going to like this. Those are cooler than yours.
I tried those on. They were too tight on my head.
Right, you want to lean
down? Do you have a wide head?
No, I don't.
What's that? Is the battery dead? Okay, let me try.
I will use mine at the bin sometimes, and I not even to record, just to use them as headphones, listen to the music.
What? Mike, you look good in them.
Josh has a pair of the Oakleys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you for your visit. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your service.
It was worth the time.
Thanks. That was really great.
Well, Mike, it's summertime, and he's just a little fussy, that's all.
Yeah.
He's tired.
You better modify that attitude. I didn't hear you.
Maybe you need to wear those glasses and record.
Stop arguing.
Yeah. And be charming when your friends come over.
Yes, you are arguing. You're arguing right now by saying I'm not. Shut the door all the way. Door shut. Sir. Big deal. Shut the door.
Well, if the door closes, how are you going to hear the updates on the score?
Hey, Michael.
I can't hear you.
God damn it. All right, forget it. God, remember when it was cute?
Yeah. You know what? It's not bad when they're 25 years old.
It gets better.
It does. It
That's
really
what
does.
I keep telling myself.
God. Yeah, it does.
Oh, God. Yeah, another sleepover. Okay, the question would be, would you mind coming in periodically and giving me updates on the game as
6-3, top of the seventh.
Okay, but I mean, will you come in and give me updates? Okay, yeah, you just maybe in like maybe if the game's get winding down, please. Yeah. That's my beverage for the show. Thank you very
much,
though.
Also, we'll want to hear about any errors.
Well, you're that helps.
I'm this close to a ban on you in sports.
What? No, you can't.
Because
do that.
It's so you now have in your obsessive compulsive mind, created a reality where it is your mission that you will every time you will diminish the discussion in some way.
I wonder if anyone else on the show would diminish anyone else's discussion.
Well, I'm saying it's just the sports is really, it's wearing me out. It's wearying me down. It's
unrewarding.
It's unrewarding, like most of your humor.
There you go. It's nice to be here and not be diminished.
The only person who enjoys certain comedy on this show is one person. He does his show for... No, you have your legions of dorks out there that like
Mike, I like to add flavor any sporting conversations for those
people
who are
like you.
Yeah,
for
people
like
who
you
don't follow sports
really,
as
really
closely.
Hate sports.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, you see, you think I hate them. I don't.
I don't want to have this discussion.
It's just
again.
Not a priority.
I don't want to have this discussion. We've
right,
had it.
All right.
It's really repetitive, and we get it. So Josh and I will be getting the updates to see what's happening, and Josh will probably beat my son to the update if they come back.
If it's one-sided.
If it happens like that, that's it. So
it's kind of like following the game on Fox News or a real outlet.
Do you realize this is the first time that Josh and I have had an opportunity to have a real rivalry with our baseball teams? Both of them with one of the big win streaks of the season. It's fantastic.
It's a magical era. It really
is. Very exciting. So anyway, the glasses, we believe, since we watched the video, I will not share it on this show. Mm-hmm. The glasses modified the behavior of the person that was giving him crap.
Yeah,
and that it's makes interesting. Sense.
Yeah, it does, and so we'll see what happens with as we go forward. Rob was mentioning at the very very beginning of the show that his friend has a book about We Don't Compromise Anymore.
Yeah,
and I wrote this. Just interesting that you talked to him just a moment ago, right?
Yeah,
you recorded today
this morning. Yeah,
I wrote down my trip to the box store. And the fact that this is the rudest I think we've ever been as a society. I don't think that I think perhaps when we were cave dwellers, we were, dragging people around by the hair and stuff like that.
No, but I don't even think then.
I
don't even
think we were
then.
Nicer then.
Yeah, because you know
That's
what?
Funny.
We actually brought up something during the interview is that if you are in a close-knit community, you need each other. You can't vilify other people if you need them. And cavemen needed each other. We have gotten to a point now where we don't need anybody. We don't even need to go to the store. We can have the store bring stuff to us.
Mm-hmm.
So screw everybody because we don't need
you.
Go to hell. Yeah.
It's amazing.
It used to be something we bragged as a society about how in America everyone's different and we all come together with our differences. And now that's what we hold against each other.
If I can really get in the weeds here, I think we are living in a world now, and I'm talking specifically this country, where we know what's happening to us. Mm-hmm. We know it's there for everybody to see. We see the fact that the average person is really existing to separate us from our money. And it's just, it's everything. But for some reason, we're not doing anything about it. Whereas other countries that are happier and, that happiness index we get, really are doing a better job of taking care of each other.
A lot of people relish it, I think.
Yeah.
They relish the fact,
separating people from their money.
I am by myself. Yeah, and I don't need you, and I don't need that, and I can do anything I want to do and just live in my screen and watch what I want to watch and see what I want to see, and I don't need to share
guard.
That with anyone.
I'm on guard against it, Rob, because I think, is it me because I am of a certain age now that I'm feeling this way, or is it really what we are and what we're becoming, and it's just not...
You've accused me in the past of living my life of following the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people do.
It is.
And the path of least resistance oftentimes includes alienating other people. You don't need their baggage. You don't need their opinion. You don't need them telling you what's wrong. It's easier just to live your life and move forward. But sadly, that's going to destroy society.
But Rolando fits right into it because he is so conditioned.
Yeah.
To immediately go full political.
Right, because we're all manipulated. It's all about money. It's all these bigger businesses and people that manipulate us and make us hate each other because it benefits them financially.
How do we get out of it? How do we get the pitchforks? How do we get the pitchforks and the clubs and go up to the power broker's house and just take it back?
I don't think you can go to the power broker. I don't think you can start at the top. I think you have to start at the bottom. You have to listen. You don't have to agree, but you have to listen. There's got to be some middle ground. You should know your neighbors. You should get out and be a part of a community. You can't just exist in a singular
way. Wouldn't you
agree,
though, now as a whole? There are exceptions to every rule. As a whole, we are probably ruder and less engaged with our neighbors than we ever have been.
100%.
Because we can do what we used to have to do in person, online, and even more importantly, anonymously.
Well, what is Jesus, before. Mike Jesus? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't ban anybody in the comments, but I swear to God, he puts more cryptic bullshit up on my feed that annoys me than anybody. He's probably very happy. He's got a big old boner right now because I said that. But it's like, I don't get it.
I do.
Sometimes just make yourself clear. What do you think he's trying to say? Rob interprets really well.
I worship Jesus, Mike Jesus.
I think it's probably... I'm not doing the political thing!
He wants fart jokes and yelling.
I know.
And so he's just saying...
I know.
But you know what? This is not...
I get it.
This is where we talk, guy. And, Greg, get used to it. This is what we do.
And I don't know... Back to your question. I don't know how we get out of it because the gray area and the middle ground and the centralists, we've determined they're all wrong.
Let me put it in perspective. When I brought up the glasses and I watched this video of my kid interacting with a Karen and the fact that Karens now are recorded. And let me tell you, as we're going into the box store with my son today, I noticed that he's like, "Hi, sir, how are you?" And he said, "Do you think they think I'm being nice?" I said, "No, you really think you're that smart, that you're being a smart ass and that's what you're doing?" And that's the... That's where we are. Nobody's respected. Nobody's doing. And what brought me to this point today is that I'm just feeling like, what do we do? What are we doing here? You know what I mean? What are we doing here? I want better for everybody. I really do.
Social media that's made it all about me, me, me. That's how it's gone into the real world.
With less real interaction, and as Mike has brought up in the past, with being anonymous. You don't have to. You can put the most hateful spew out online, and you don't have to answer to it. Because you're not looking at anybody, and you're just
I blame the boomers, and I blame Generation Jones, my people. Okay. Let me tell you why. When I was a baby DJ, and even before I became a radio personality, I always loved the people that went the opposite direction because we had come from a culture where it was so phony and phony civil that I said, you know, I want something a little more edgy. I think I'll feel more. And what I didn't realize is that desire would not only succeed, but that desire would explode into the comedy realm. And for a good part of a decade and a half, that was the way people were entertained. And I get it. And I still keep an edge on this show to a degree. I still speak my mind and bust people's balls like we all do at the same time. But what happened was, as I was sitting in the middle of that stuff and I was one of the performers doing it, I began to sour on it. I began to tire of it because, in my humble opinion, it got to a point where the shock was replacing the funny. And you were part of it when we saw it
sort of just rot. We kind of touched on it yesterday with Will Ferrell. He's not funny as much as he is just repetition of inappropriate things.
Yeah.
And we're conditioned to think sometimes that's funny. It's not funny.
I think irreverent comedy is still funny. Mm-hmm. So I will turn Kill Tony on and I will laugh at some of the segments they have because they're comedians doing pure shtick.
That's because I'm changing you.
What's
not
you think you're flipping?
No,
I don't like the whole misogyny. I like making fun of misogyny. I like making fun of racism.
Yeah.
I still think you can do that at the same time. What I don't like is when, in my opinion, with Kill Tony, when his jokes miss.
Yeah.
That's when he gets in trouble, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the floating pile of garbage that he did at the Trump rally was a disaster for him. He bounced back from it because there's a bunch of people that, you know, are running point in that movement that kind of went, "Red floating piece of garbage because they're not like us." Duh.
Yeah.
Right?
It landed to people you don't care if it lands to. Makes any sense, you know? Mm-hmm. It's
bigots.
Bigotry, and you know what? That's been easy, secret, laugh behind the schoolhouse type of laughter for a long time. There's a certain naughtiness about it that some people get off on because it's wrong.
Well, you can tell if a joke is filled with hatred behind it.
Yeah.
Right.
Or if it's just a joke to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, look, I think that the whole thing that we're about right now is that we are all about the influence that has eclipsed shock radio when I did it.
Yeah.
And that's social media. And now it's like, how shocking can you be? The stuff
is and everyone has a mic.
Let me ask you this question, since you have a 12-year-old as well. Are you in that camp that thinks maybe it's time to, even as Owen and Michael now 13, Owen probably soon to be 13, it's still not too late to maybe modify the social media? I think you can put the genie back in the bottle, in my humble opinion. I think I might want to be doing it.
We've had many discussions about it. Our situation's more complicated because of the split household.
Right.
So having to balance back. But yes, 100%, because when I look at what went wrong, I think Rob nailed it with community and getting to know your neighbors or church community or school community and all that. But also just with social media and just general, I think we've screwed up as a nation with parenting.
Yep.
That we didn't know how to handle the internet.
Yeah. And I think that we all lost a couple years during COVID trying to be parents in a time where nothing was the same as it has been in our entire lives.
BF Live, The Vibe, I bet Mike thinks John Oliver is relevant. He's not. I do not. If you listen, and maybe you're new to listening to this, but I have really made very clear in shows previous to this that I am not a fan of John Oliver.
Mentioned him on here.
I will be, and I don't like him. I think he's a one-note kind of guy.
I thought, for his Pete Alonso and telling his son, "Sorry, you still have to root for the losers."
Here's the thing: all these guys are out there doing the work. Have their moments, and some of the things resonate with me. Some of them don't. I am a Jon Stewart fan, and I think Jon Stewart's style, I've always preferred to either Stephen Colbert or John Oliver. And
if you were forced to choose Jon Stewart or Gallagher.
No, Jon Stewart, it is always in a state of flux.
Sure.
It really is. But some of the legends that of stand-up comedians, I would say, are still guys that I like today. When I consider my hero of heroes to be George Carlin, because his material is so solid and it's so timeless. And it's so
timeless,
hard to do
exactly.
That. Well, he's one of the few guys changed with the times better than anybody was able to, and even right up to the end when he was the old curmudgeon-y man, and still is his stuff is very relevant.
Still laying out themes in the 1970s that ring true today, which is wild. Now, a question about social media and kids. We didn't get to this
yesterday.
I agree,
by the way, with BFL that Colbert did a bad version of what Jon Stewart created. I agree with that.
I agree.
100%.
Okay. And Stewart was great on Colbert's show, though, during COVID.
Yeah.
And he came out talking about the origin and stuff that they weren't supposed to talk about and make jokes of.
Well,
and he was
I think Jon Stewart improves the room. I think he has that natural comedic ability. I think when you look at a guy like Colbert and John Oliver, their writers are lifting them up. They are trying.
Their faces.
And you know, it's hard. It's hard to do. It's hard to be beloved and to have staying power and all that stuff. It really, really is. I like anybody that's up there trying. And the great thing about stand-up comedy is they're, you know, thousands upon thousands and everybody seeing what sticks to the wall all the time. And I love that. But you can enjoy all the irreverent comedy you want and all the politically incorrect over the edge and over the line with still being able to go out to Costco and not, run over somebody with your shopping cart and not even be able to find two fucking words that are excuse and me. I go out there with all of my jockery and all my cussing on this show. I go out there and I probably say excuse me 30 or 40 times. Yep. I am not exaggerating when I am doing that. And it's just something we need to skew back to, I think, to a certain
question
degree.
About the parenting and social media. We did not get to this yesterday, but France has passed a law now, no social media.
What do you know about now? Do you have any info on that? Yeah. Because I really don't.
Yeah. Because I guarantee it says that unless without parent approval. And then the parents will just all approve it. Because the only way to really stop it is if the parents get behind it.
Well, they've done the first step. This is Macron, French President Emmanuel Macron. He ran on this platform that kids under the 15 are to be banned from social media. Also, no ban of mobile phones in schools, in high schools.
Somebody said on the chat group, effing excuse me. That's funny. I like
but
that.
But you think you would put the effing in the middle of that? Excuse effing me?
Well, the proper vernacular would be excuse the fuck out of me.
That's, but who has time?
So they actually are trying to legislate it, which is hard to do when the genie is out of the bottle. But you know,
if it's a school thing, they can definitely enforce it in school.
6-3 Boston, top of the eighth, by the
way. Okay. Yeah. That's where we were before.
Mm-hmm. No change.
Thank you, Michael. Love you.
But do you think with any sort of government influence, let's say this is another nation other than France, do you think that would be a step in the right direction? Where they, you know, at least they would force parents to think that this is the
law. I'll give you the quote that I got in Costco today.
Okay, all right.
The quote was, do you think they think I'm being nice or do you think they know I'm a troll? So where do you think he gets that from? You know,
well,
I mean,
course.
There it is. It's right there.
But passing a law is just like passing a law with an age of alcohol or smoking. It didn't really stop people. Made them go around it.
It does make it more difficult. I mean, it didn't encourage them to drink and smoke. You know, they had to force another way around.
That's the point, too. I'm not sure whether I line up on your side or on anybody's side with this, because I think Rob's right that it makes it more difficult. And just like guns and like anything, driver's license that, you know, I don't know.
I would hate to have to enforce it in my house when I had 15-year-olds. Yeah. It would be impossible.
Well, mm-hmm. You're right.
But it's just if the government is going – and what's wild is that this is what this guy ran on. So he's got enough support from the grown-ups behind him to say, this is valid. Our kids shouldn't be having this.
Yeah. You know what it does is it empowers the parents. I want an e-bike law made here, because it's hard to tell your kid no to an e-bike when every other parent has said yes.
Yeah.
So if the government steps in and makes a rule that then empowers the parents, like a social media rule.
You know, it's
say,
interesting
no,
you mentioned that because my son no longer takes his e-bike out of the community because he's not allowed to. It's against the law. Mm-hmm. And we actually, although the cop never showed up, which kind of sucked after, saying he would to go over the rules, he knows the rules. These kids are smart enough to know the rules, and he knows that he's going to get that. It's real simple. You go out with a certain kind of e-bike, you're going to get it, confiscated, and they're going to take it away, and that's kind of cool. I like that. I like the fact that they can do that.
There's a video on social media going around today of a police body cam where he stops a dad and son because the son's on one of those dirt bikes and the dad's on a regular bike, and tells him, hey, that your kid's not allowed to ride these bikes in public areas like this. And the dad argues with the cop. And everyone online is talking about how the cop's a jerk. And it's like, no, he's doing his job.
No, he's right. enforcing the law.
Right. Like, people are dying.
And also, what kind of parent would ever argue with a cop in front of their kids?
That's the kind of parent that would say yes to everything the baby wants.
It's the worst example you can see.
Yeah, but that's what that gets back to the original thing that I said.
You're right.
Are we getting ruder?
We are.
Because we are. We are more anti-authoritarian than we ever have been. And I'm the last guy in the world that says, you know, the rules are the rules, the law is the law. I'm not that kind of guy.
Right.
But at the same time, I am a little respect. And if you intellectualize it by realizing that those people that are out there, the people that you want to roll your window down a crack and say, I don't answer questions,
right.
Those are the people right. that, you know, if there's an active shooter in the neighborhood or something, you're gonna shit your pants
yep.
and call the cops as soon as you can. And by the way, the people that are doing that job that are walking up to the window, they don't know what's on the other side, and they're still putting their ass on the line every single day. So it's not a question of all cops are great or the law is the law. It's a question of politeness and yeah. civility
respect.
And realizing that, you know, let it be over. I got popped. I got popped like 3 weeks ago where I'm doing, I don't know, 65 and a 45, something like that. And I was like, all I wanted to talk about was the cool car that he had, which was a yeah. Dodge Challenger. And he was cool. We had a nice conversation. I wasn't doing it completely, you know, to be a Mr. Nice Guy. I was hoping that by being polite,
yeah.
I wouldn't get the you know, the full extent. He still fined me, still gave me a certain amount of points, not the maximum.
65 is really fast to go on an e-bike. Did he?
It was terrible, you know. It was street legal, though, Rob.
Did you have on your tiny helmet?
The amazing part was it was a wheelie most of the ride.
I saw this old guy riding an e-bike, and he had to be north of 55.
Oh, dear.
And he had the helmet that has the mohawk on it.
That's a good look. That's great.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, I don't know where he got that deal, but I'm sure he got a really nice price.
It's from a place called Shrokas.
Whenever I think of police, I always process, because I watch so many police videos, mm-hmm. I always process it in that moment of you know, you're on the line. When you're walking up to the window, you don't know
yeah.
what's happening. In some cases, you do know. In some cases, you do flag the license plate and something hits, and you're like,
yeah.
you know it's going to be a difficult situation. And I have enormous, the word is respect. While you aren't going to take shit from a cop that's being rude, I won't do that either.
Right.
But to argue with a cop who's got a legitimate situation, just to argue with him, that sends a message. And we're all becoming more and more like that, yeah. I think. And, you know,
take your ticket and you can fight it later.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but, you know, arguing with an authority or being rude to somebody in, you know, even your own spouse in front of a kid is something yeah. I think I could do a better job with. We could do a better job with Michael. And I think in fact, all authority figures,
yeah.
you know, it's just
tragic.
Politeness. I don't know where
it's
to start.
Tragic
I don't know.
When parents argue, which is why Carrie and I don't speak.
That is a nice hat, Josh. Somebody said in the chat group that your hat is pretty.
I think it's last year's 4th of July.
I think that is
it's not a Christmas hat because it looks almost like a candy cane.
Well, there's some stars there.
That might be an American flag instead of a candy cane. Although
Mike, I was referring to the
all the time.
I was referring to the rope.
The O.
No, the rope on the
well, that's also kind of a Stars and Americana theme as opposed to a candy cane. I know that.
I think it looks like a Spangler brand candy cane.
I'll bring it out for Christmas season too.
I'd love that. I think
that's
that
very
would be
that's very nice that yes. you always bridge the gap between Rob and myself.
3-6
when he says something stupid. All right. Anyway, let's move on. We've got lots of show.
Would that would ever happen?
What did something
that I say something stupid
or that I say something stupid?
No, I was totally referring to myself.
Well, no, I refer to myself as well because I say 1,000. Mike, when you were pulled over, did you have Carla unzip her top a bit? No, she wasn't in the car. She wasn't in the car. She
was making a very timely Adrian Barbeau reference.
Yeah, that'd be delightful.
And we know if she was in the car, she would be driving.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, because that's my lot in life right now. That's what I'm condemned to. I don't know if we solved anything there, but we just reminded everybody that if you're out there, I don't think it would kill you to go old school when it comes to old school etiquette occasionally and say,
excuse me,
hold the door for somebody, you know, that type of thing. You know, why not? We're not animals.
One thing I stand by, if you're at the box store and you go where they have the cases of water stacked up,
yes.
If you wait 5 or 10 seconds, someone's going to show up that needs help picking up a case of water, do it for them.
I like to walk up to the heavy ones.
The heavy water.
The heavy water, and then you know, get it right low to the ground, you see, and then just drop it, and then look up and go. See, that's shock jockery. That doesn't work. We'll take a break. We got tidbits coming, and then lots on the show today, including Heisler beer. He's wanted it for a month, and he will get it today. Heisler beer will be discussed.
I think you will be quite fascinated by this.
It will fascinate you.
It will fascinate you.
We'll be right back after this, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first, think later. Ask questions, never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable, but it's also how you end up with those surprise vet visits you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses. So when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second-guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon terms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Hey, I have a question, Mr. Soroka. The app, everybody's going crazy about the app. Everybody's excited about it. It is available for all of you at the App Store.
iPhones and iPads.
Please go get it and enjoy the show. And if somebody asks you about the Mike O'Mara show, just say, oh, it's right here. We love the fact that we have an app again. Yes. It's very, very good. Go get your app and more to come on that as each show goes by. So with that said, let's go on with the little tidbits that we have today. The World Health Organization has just declared a nationwide emergency in, I believe it's called Lesotho, after rapidly escalating anthrax outbreaks hit 5 out of the country's 10 districts.
Aren't we done with this yet?
No, obviously not. It's scary. Health ministers are confirming that the deadly bacterial disease is spreading incredibly fast through infected livestock, posing a massive threat to the local food supply and surrounding African shipping borders. Wow, this is weird. International emergency response teams are rushing to deploy medical countermeasures to contain the aggressive spike, while Red Cross desks warn that poor regional infrastructure is making quarantine protocols an absolute nightmare. Seems like every couple of years we get something like this.
I didn't even know it was like a spreadable disease.
I thought it was something that you put like in an envelope and sent to a congressman or something like that.
You can do that, but it is also a spreadable disease.
But if they say it's in livestock, it can kill people as well, right?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know enough about it, but wouldn't be in your news if it wasn't scary.
It's some nasty stuff, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for that update. Tech and health news for you right now. Diabetes disruption. The Food and Drug Administration has officially launched a sweeping investigation into the massive accidental dosing fails that are plaguing smartphone-controlled insulin pumps.
Oh, yeah.
Cybersecurity teams uncovered a glare in the glass tech bug where recent app updates crashed wireless Bluetooth communicators, causing pumps to either shut off entirely or dispense dangerous double doses? Rob Spiewak, how dangerous is that when something like that happens?
It can be really dangerous. My father had not a pump, but an implant that would show his blood sugar, right? Mm-hmm. And it's an incredible advance, because if you're asleep and for some reason your blood sugar spikes or crashes, it'll wake you up and tell you. But if your blood sugar gets down to, say, around 40, mm-hmm. not only do you become disoriented and you feel like crap and you're in health danger, you're not clear-minded enough to correct it, you know?
That's
so
scary.
You can be down there and you say, oh, I feel horrible, but you don't have the knowledge within you. You don't have the processing to go get orange juice or a Coke or something to bring your sugar up. So if it pumps in too much, that's as bad as having it too high. High blood sugar will make you feel like logy and not good, and it's bad for you. But
like low, I feel when I eat pancakes.
Yeah, but low blood sugar, I've seen my father look at me and say things that don't make sense. It's the scariest thing.
Diabetes care clinics nationwide are reporting hundreds of emergency room admissions over the last 48 hours from patients suffering freak insulin shock comas.
Yeah.
Tech analysts warned that this critical
Bluetooth.
Well, yeah.
That seems like an easy hack.
Tech analysts warned that this critical software fail exposes the deep dangers of surrendering life-saving medical regulation to basic smartphone application ecosystems. So,
Josh, you need to take the diabetes pump off our app, because we cannot guarantee
its
safety.
He was so proud of it, though, Rob.
I know.
He was so proud of it.
Didn't you deal with some bad clearance, Mike, when you were at American University? Didn't you deal with some bad pumps?
We had the dorm pump.
Yes,
as a matter of fact, I remember there was one.
But
night
let's
that I was
not talk about it right now. I just
I'm sorry.
To make sure we were on the same page.
Moving right along there. This is an interesting story.
Okay.
Netflix executive suites. I don't know if they're overblowing it or not,
of
but
course
it sure
they
is
are.
Funny. The executive suites are in a state of absolute chaos this morning after an out of control scuffle completely shut down the high-profile red carpet premiere of the upcoming thriller Havoc. Have you seen any trailers for this project?
I haven't.
Okay. Witnesses confirm headlining action icon Tom Hardy, who I love.
Yeah.
I'm such a big fan of Tom Hardy.
He's a great guy.
Oh, my God. He's... You're being sarcastic,
yeah, he
of
seems
course.
So good, yeah.
He's like an older Shia LaBeouf, isn't he?
Mike,
really?
If there is anyone that could fix the way we are ruining society with rudeness, it would be Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy got into a heated verbal shouting match with a notorious pop culture paparazzo who repeatedly bypassed the established press barricades.
Mm-hmm.
The verbal standoff escalated rapidly in front of hundreds of screaming fans when the photographer allegedly shoved Hardy's security guards. And at that point, the LAPD officers had to intervene and individually escort the aggressor out in handcuffs, the paparazzo guy.
Yeah.
But I guess he was having a words or maybe a little physical confrontation with Tom Hardy, who looks like he's in a bad mood most of the time when he's doing that kind of stuff.
But he is legendarily an even-keeled good guy.
He
likes
are
to
you
talk
a non-fan?
Things out.
Are you what? A Tom Hardy hater?
I am. I wouldn't care if a building fell on him.
You don't like the work, though?
No, I don't like the work.
Oh,
I don't
come
like,
on.
I don't, no, no.
Okay. Come on now.
No, just look at him. The man looks like cancer.
He's fantastic. He was great in The Revenant as a bad guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know what? If you're good at a bad guy, you probably are a bad guy.
You probably never saw The Revenant, did you?
The bear movie. I saw it.
You did?
Not my cup of tea, but I looked
in. The bear movie.
It was a bear movie.
Did you say this movie was called Havoc?
Havoc.
Why is Google telling me that Tom Hardy stole the show at the premiere of the Netflix film Havoc on April 15th, 2025?
Really?
It's just getting out.
I'm trying to find a story about this, and it looks like the premiere was April 15th, 2025.
Why did I never even see Havoc?
I've never even heard of this, though.
Yeah, is it? Does it?
I'm
is
so
it on,
embarrassed.
I wonder if it's on Netflix right now. Already.
I don't know.
Let's see.
Tom Hardy is a badass, Jim writes. Rob hates good-looking, creative people.
Yeah. And I hate Tom Hardy,
who is a
fine-looking guy, but he's not creative.
What about Jim Whitney? He's very creative. He's a great actor.
He's fine.
I didn't know you were such an anti. You don't like. Did you ever watch Mobland with Pierce Brosnan?
No.
And Helen Mirren?
Oh, yeah, I did watch that. Yeah.
And yeah. That's Tom Hardy, who's the heavy in that.
I liked Pierce Brosnan in that. Thought he was good.
Did you really watch it?
I think I did, yeah.
Really?
Like, we watched so much crap. I don't know what I watched.
What was the relationship between Pierce Brosnan and Tom Hardy?
Anal. They had a lot of it.
Jesus.
No, Pierce Brosnan was the good guy, and Tom Hardy was the heavy.
If I'm getting fresh stories from April, I've got a major problem here.
April of last year, 2025.
25, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's terrible. That's not a good
thing. Does it say what the name of the paparazzi person was?
No. Paparazzo, that's what he said. You know?
Paparazzi person.
I'm sorry.
He's the worst superhero in the Hall of Justice.
Very, very sorry.
Paparazzi person.
I have to hold on. Well, Helen Mirren, though.
Nice beaver.
Yes, to this I like day, her.
I don't think this is a real story.
You think it's fake?
I think you got forward with a completely fake news.
You can't keep getting away with it!
Havoc premiered.
He can't keep getting away with it!
Havoc premiered on Netflix in 2025. In which Tom Hardy plays a jaded cop on a violent rescue mission with Timothy Olyphant and Forrest Whitaker.
And I can't find a single article about Tom Hardy fighting with a paparazzi.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's terrible. I'm sorry about that.
He was certainly wreaking havoc. That's the name of the show.
I'm looking it up right here.
Yeah.
To see. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's terrible.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
It doesn't make, it does not make sense. And obviously it didn't make that, that big deal because of the movie nobody paid attention to. All right. All right.
But Timothy Olyphant, he behaved himself. So did Forrest Whitaker.
Rob, slide that news story over to me, will you please?
Yeah,
just
here
the
you
one.
Go.
Just slide. Thank
right,
you.
There you go. Didn't know you were going to do that.
Michael's coming in with an update, ladies and gentlemen.
Congrats on your win. It's hard to win two, though.
15 in a row.
Oh, my God.
It's hard to win two in a row.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. 15 in a row.
Chang.
What?
Chang.
Oh, Chang. What did Chang do? Oh, really? Fantastic. Chang is awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
That's the champagne cork because they're excited.
Back to my news story. My sincere apologies.
Meanwhile, in 2024...
The news department at the Mike O'Mara Show...
You're trying something new, just made-up news.
The
news, best of news.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would promise to all of our listeners that the news department at the Mike O'Mara Show will be undergoing a systems review soon.
Speak to Murray Slaughter, Mike. This is unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Not sure if you saw Ozzy got in a fight with paparazzi yesterday, too.
From heaven.
Yeah.
No, he's dead. All right, well, let's play the thing. Put it back on. Come on,
let's
now.
Reset.
Stop it. Let's reset completely. I couldn't be more embarrassed. Totally embarrassed.
So
and totally
embarrassed.
Yes, I mean, playoffs. Playoffs.
Day baseball.
Electronic Arts has, I hope this is real now, has completely triggered the entire sports landscape this morning following the official leak of the initial Madden NFL 27 roster player ratings.
I hear John Madden was actually at the debut.
Is this new?
This is a real story, but they're hyping it up. They do this every year, and they're acting like it's a big deal.
Football purists and active players are tearing up X and Instagram over the shocking 99 club exclusions. I don't know. Here's the thing.
What happens.
I pressed the wrong fucking button today is what I did. That's for sure.
A player in the game, they give every player in the NFL a rating from like 40 to 100.
Okay. Right.
So they have like maybe 10 guys in the entire league they rate at 99 overall.
Okay.
Which is 100s being the best. So everyone caps out at 99, and then they leak the scores out so that NFL players argue about how they should be higher or lower and give Madden free press.
Industry watchers confirm the digital controversy is generating record-breaking internet traffic. They don't need it. They're going to sell. That's still the gold standard as far as video games. So anyway, it's right around training camp when this all happens, too. All the players are ramped up and all that
stuff. A curse associated with the player that's chosen for the cover? For
I'm
years,
not quite sure there
bad.
Was.
I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that the year after they put John Madden on the cover.
It was very difficult.
It was very hard.
I feel a bit like a clown today.
You must have been the class clown.
I just do. I can't help myself. I really can't.
Mike, we've all misstepped. It's fine.
Finally, today, I don't even know if this is real. I don't know if anything's real. Mike, I don't know if I'm real.
That's the magic of the show. We don't know if anything's real.
Don't know if anything's real. A 31-year-old Ohio bank robber. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Ohio, I'm sure.
My son is coming in with another update. Lean right down into the camera so they can see
updates.
You, please.
The game's over. There's no more updates.
What did you want to say, Michael?
Jaren Duran got interviewed at the end of the game.
Yes.
And he was like, the reporter said... Jaren, with the struggles this year, how did it feel to bring in 3 runs today and 13 in the month of July? That's the highest in the American League. And he's like, yeah, I've been absolutely terrible on offense.
Oh, he's honest. I like it when they're honest. They're good. He's one of my heroes. I love
Before he goes, ask Michael about if he heard about Tom Hardy.
You hear about Tom Hardy? No. Don't worry about it. Yeah, it's a Rob thing. Go. I don't expect you to understand it. Huh? No, it's not marijuana. No, it's not.
No, I haven't had it in years.
He's so adorable. I love you, buddy. I love you. All right, there you go. There you go. That's for Rob. All right, all right, there you go. Okay. What are you doing? What about Israel? I don't know what that one. That's the comments. Michael's reading the comments now. I don't know what about Israel. Okay, I don't know.
Isn't that something?
Oh, my God. All right, can we start over again? I am totally confused. A 31-year-old Ohio bank robber just learned the top spot earned, not learned. Let's start over again.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Hi, everybody. Finally today, a 31-year-old Ohio bank robber just earned the top spot for the most incompetent disguise choice in the history of criminal heists.
Wow. I wonder what he did.
Police confirmed the genius suspect successfully walked into a credit union and demanded cash while wearing a very luminous neon orange high-visibility construction vest.
Oh, that's a good costume.
Unfortunately for the mastermind, instead of blending in with the local roadside laborers, he looked like a glaring lava lamp running down the sidewalk. Responding deputies easily tracked the bright orange highlighter beacon from several blocks away and apprehended him in less than 4 minutes.
Wow.
That proves that in the world of crime, safety gear will absolutely get you busted. Yeah. Fuck off, AI. Shit news. Terrible. Horrible. Don't want to use you anymore.
That robber was dressed up as a construction worker, as played by Tom Hardy in the movie.
Tom Hardy,
Havoc.
Yes, very. All right, everybody, we'll be back with Rob's beer because I want to hear what
you're going to like. This
is it real beer or non-alcoholic?
Mike,
beer?
Let us discuss it after the commercial.
Forget the resty, try the besty pesty. It's hot, damn hot. Doesn't it feel great to come inside in the air conditioning? Well, guess what? Bugs like doing it too.
Yeah.
Imagine how it feels to all those creepy crawlers in your neighborhood. No wonder they all come inside in the summer. They do. They do count on it. They're coming to get you. They are. If you're not prepared. Yeah, all the creepy crawlers. It's like an all-inclusive insect resort for them. Club Bug.
I've been. It's no good.
If you've ever dealt with a summer bug problem, oh, I know you have. You know how stressful it can be.
Yeah.
That's why I'm glad I use Pesty. Pesty is DIY pest control made ridiculously easy, and it lasts and it works all year long. Their custom kit takes just about 35 minutes to apply, probably about 10 minutes. It's only $35. Let me start that again, too. Their custom kit takes just minutes to apply. You don't need just. All right.
Okay.
You don't need custom. Their kit takes minutes to apply, and treatments start at only $35. That's it. You get a plan tailored to your location, climate, and your particular type of unwelcome visitor or bug hiding behind the fridge. We're talking over 100 kinds of pests gone. The Pesty Kit comes with everything you need. You know what it is. I've said it a million times.
Sure.
All ready to go. You can treat your entire home in under 10 minutes, not 35, you moron. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it.
I've done it. Yes.
And here's the kicker. Pesty is kid and pet friendly. Their products are used in hospitals, schools, nationwide. Plus, they back it all with a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. No hassle, no questions asked. Let's keep talking about it. Keep bugs out of your summer sanctuary with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Thank you very much, Pesty. All right. This is a non-alcoholic beer. I asked and you didn't answer.
It could be or it might not be. You see, I think that this story begins with the fact that we now have large, high-definition televisions. When I grew up, I had a 19-inch television, standard definition, and even a show like Hee-Haw looked acceptable, where now when you see it on the big screen, you realize they've just painted wood that looks like a fence. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It really is. So I was watching the show The New Girl the other day. It's on, I think it was on Netflix.
Is that a new show, or is it one of those old indie shows?
No, it's like maybe 5-10 years old, Zooey Deschanel. It's a very funny
show. It's an old show.
Yeah. And so I was looking at them drink beer.
So is it old or new, Josh? Which is it?
I think it's 20 years would be my guess.
Is it really 20 years?
It's not Let's 20 see. Years.
Is it really 20 years? Well, I don't know. Years. I don't know the show.
Living color, Mike. It's in high definition.
Living color would be right, 1970s.
2011.
Okay, so is that 20 years, Josh?
That would be for Rob, 15 that's like, years.
In Rob years, that's like 15 minutes ago.
Didn't I say 10 or 15? And you couldn't wait to scream 20 years ago just because your team lost.
You tried to make it sound like 15 years was yesterday.
And you know what? You were on my side when we watched Search Party, and that's about the same age.
It is about the same age, and it's probably newer than Mike's news story.
Yeah. There you go. He got both of us.
Yeah.
He just sits there and throws darts at both. It's his job. He's doing a good job.
He's pissed because his team is not great.
Perhaps.
So I was watching it, and they were drinking beer, and I said, I wonder what kind of beer that is because I didn't recognize it. And
this
paused.
This is on Hee-Haw?
No, this is on New Girl. Okay. I was using Hee-Haw as an example of old low definition.
New Girl. Who stars on New Girl?
Zooey Deschanel and a couple other guys you would probably recognize.
She's 60 now, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Well, she was only 20 when the show started, but the show is 40 years old.
But I haven't seen her in anything real recently. Right?
She's sitting on all that New Girl money.
Okay, New Girl. Very
wasn't
good.
She Elf also? Wasn't
she was in Elf, yeah. And she's also part the band She and Him. She had a few records that were very good.
What kind of, I'll ask you this because you are a fan of the show. I'm just looking at Rob preparing himself. Mm-hmm. What kind of name is Zooey, Rob? What kind
Zooey
of name
is an adjective and it means having to do with a zoo.
Then why would she have taken that or why would her parents have given her that name?
I think it comes from the guy who, J.D. Salinger, who wrote Catcher in the Rye. Did another book that had a character named Zooey in it.
Oh.
And so I think it might be from that. I don't know the derivation of it.
She comes from a literary.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Right. Her sister is Emily Deschanel, who was on Bones. She was the lead character in Bones.
And then there's that guy, Josh Deschanel, right?
Yeah.
Who was
our producer.
No, Josh Deschanel, you know, the guy that's, or is that Josh Duhamel?
Duhamel, yeah.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
His name was Deschanel in 2024 when he went to the premiere of Havoc.
So it's got Zooey Deschanel, and they're swilling beer on that show. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and I look at it, and this is the brand of beer they drink. It's called Heisler Golden Ale. And it is so familiar looking. Doesn't that look like you could go to the grocery store and just pick up a six of that? That looks so genuine, right?
What do you mean?
Doesn't that look like a real bottle of beer? That looks like a label that you would see.
To be honest with you, it looks like kind of it was done in an art department. To be honest with you, it kind of looks fake.
It's funny you would say that, Mike, because Heisler beer is invented by a prop company in California, and that is the go-to beer. I'm going to give you a list of shows that have used Heisler beer.
Okay, this is
as
a great
the fake
angle.
Beer
no
that
no
they
wonder
used.
You wanted to talk about this.
Two Broke Girls, the movie Beer Fest, used Heisler beer.
Heisler.
Superbad, Twin Peaks, Split, The Shield, Training Day, Terminator, 2.5 Men, United States of Terra, Ugly Betty, The Vampire Diaries, Veronica Mars, Weeds, The X-Files. It was the favorite beer of the cigarette smoking man.
Why do they all use the same?
Because they don't have to pay for it.
Inside Hollywood thing?
It is. And also, a lot of times, if beer has a bad reputation, especially if someone is an alcoholic, a beer company doesn't want their beer associated with that. So they won't do that. And then there's also the whole placement thing. Remember when we were, for some reason in Hollywood, we were backstage for the Rosie O'Donnell show and they had all the fake products of, and it was like Caco Cola and Poopsie and all the stuff that was just changed. But the list goes on. You have seen Heisler Beer in Bandcamp, Blue Bloods, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Bones, Burn Notice, CSI, Criminal Minds, Social Network, Everyone Hates Chris, Ghost Whisperer, Footloose, Gilmore Girls, Glee, Happy Ending, Stranger Things. It goes on and on and on.
How about Breaking Bad? Did Heisenberg drink Heisler Beer?
It doesn't have. It did not make the list. It did not make the list. But he was more of a drug guy than a beer guy.
Yeah, but you know, some people wanted a refreshment at the end of the day. Come on.
Some people have theorized that all the shows that use Heisler beer are in the same Heisler verse.
Yeah, Jacob, that's what he's saying. It is prop beer.
Yeah, but they can get it filled with water. They can get it filled with non-alcoholic beer. It depends what you order from the company.
Or
what?
You can get it filled with another beer.
Yeah, you could. You could. And that would almost be like if you were doing an appearance in the radio world for a really shitty beer company, and you ask the bartender to take a bottle from that beer and empty it out and refill the bottle with a beer you liked.
Did you do that?
Every time.
What were we talking about?
I believe I started, the first appearance was Red Dog, and it was just horrible. I mean, almost untenable.
When was this? I don't remember this.
There were so many beer night appearances that were up for grabs at WJFK. None of the real talent wanted to do them.
I never had anything to do with this.
No, they would say for $150, Rob, come out, hand out some stickers, hand out a T-shirt, drink a beer, and hang out. I could bang out two in a night and earn, you know, it was like $150. To hang out for 2 hours.
And so Red Dog Beard was one of the beers?
Yeah, I did a lot for Miller. There was one.
What would be your beer of choice that you would swap?
I would say, can you please put Beck's in this? And they say, yes,
okay.
We can. Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
All right. Very good. Okay, I get
it. But this Heisler beer has become so popular that they have other times, they have an amber premium blend. They have an amber Bock Heisler. Depending on the environment, they make all of these fake beers. And now I've become a little bit mental when I watch sitcoms or movies to try to spot the label of the beer they're drinking.
When you showed me that bottle, it looked would you not agree?
It looks like AI.
It looks like it, but it also looks like minimal effort. You know, it didn't even
I don't know, Mike, if you're imagining like just a simple sort of microbrew, like something not like an IPA, but something below like a Michelob, it would look like that. It would look like that.
You know, Mrs. O'Mara and I went out to the dive place I took you guys to, the wing place yesterday for wings. Mm-hmm. And I just want to give a tip of the cap to the Anheuser-Busch Corporation and say your Michelob Ultra is a fine product. It is still
almost calorie free.
Well, but it's really not, it's not offensive to me. It's a low carb beer.
Also, you've also sort of leaned towards non-offensive beers. Like, you know, it's like,
you mean like not hearty beers?
Yeah, stuff that doesn't have a real strong flavor. And by calling Michelob Ultra non-offensive, that's kind of giving it all the best of it. I know it's very popular on college campuses.
You liked the German hearty
something
Bex.
with a little bite to it.
That's a mass-produced beer too. It's nothing special.
Yeah,
I mean, it really isn't.
But even Heineken, I found to be too sweet.
I hate Heineken.
Why do you hate Heineken?
That? I don't like Heineken. I've never liked Heineken.
You go to that all the time.
Mm-mm. Mike's beer, when I was first hanging with Mike,
I went through a couple of them. Was Amstel Light?
Amstel Light. Do you know Amstel Light? I had to choose. I had to buy a full keg for my wedding. And I said, I've got to choose a beer that everyone will like. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to go something really outrageous, but I didn't want it to be something watery. And I used you. I said, you know what? Mike likes.
I remember
everyone
that.
Likes Amstel
Light. You know, that's a million years ago. And I remember when you came up to me and told me that. And it was so very, very cool. And
is
the
that
draft.
When you first saw him starting to suck up to you?
What has gotten into you with your friend?
Boy,
today?
When they lose during the game.
Wow. That is so difficult. No, it just was so cool. Michelob Ultra, according to Matthew, has 98 calories. Mm-hmm. Michelob Light has 99 calories.
I think the same, it's pretty standard alcohol content, like a 4% probably.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the lychee nut martini on the cruise ship.
But, you know, to be perfectly fair, when I drank beer, if it was a hot weather situation on a beach or at a ball game or something like that, I would gladly take a Michelob Ultra. Mm-hmm. It was cold, it was refreshing, but it's not something you're going to nurse and say, wow, this is insanely
good.
Had
two bottles and 5 wings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, check that. 8 wings.
And 10 bottles.
Down 0.8 pounds today.
Good for you. That's
so, I mean, excellent. That tells you what the, you know, if I've been drinking I don't know. I think this is just me. And yeah. This is Carla's domain. I don't talk about it. I talk about the fact that it worked for me when I've been on the tirzepatide, which, by the way, I'm still on. Every week I'm on that. And it's kept me in
Is it still a Tuesday shot?
And I will say this. I think, and we discussed it yesterday. I mentioned the fact that combination of alcohol and sugar is probably about as bad as it gets. That to me, as far as what you can drink alcoholically to put in your body, if you're drinking something, like you mentioned the lemonade and vodka, and that, I think that combination,
you're
better off to take, you know, just on the rocks and put a little something over it. That's it.
It also doesn't help when it goes down that easy.
Yeah.
That's not great for you.
Yeah.
As it has been explained to me in retrospect.
Yeah. And whatever you do, don't drink the espresso martini.
No. Or the lychee.
Then you will feel like there's like your Ukrainian offensive in your mouth.
Well, then it would feel like you had a bottle of Heisler beer broken over your head.
But it's tough when you want to, when you want to celebrate your team doing so well. Isn't that right, Josh? Okay. Yeah. Are you done with your beer?
I challenge America. Watch for beer brands when you're watching television because you might see Heisler beer, and it's kind of fun to be in the know.
But they don't sell the props. You can't get them. I was just looking to see if we could get them. You can't.
Really? I guess you have to buy. You have to. Do they know we're a high-powered show?
Thank you. We'll be right back with something because that's what we do. Your favorite podcast just got even smarter. Forget your troubles and get appy. Get appy with the TMOS Show app. The all-new TMOS app is there. The future is now. The brand-new Mike O'Mara Show app puts TMOS right in your pocket. Watch the show. Listen on the go. Catch every episode and never, ever miss the laughs, the arguments, or the hot dysfunctional action. Or when we solve the world's problems, like we did at the beginning of the show
today. And we did it in 35 minutes.
Exactly.
Boom.
We put the fun in dysfunctional. It's faster. It's easier. It's loaded with everything a TMOS fan could want. Audio, video, the bonus shows, endless episodes on TMOS Radio, plus TMOS History that allows you to relive your podcast past by exploring our archive from day one. There's even a few Easter eggs. There are even a few.
But it cannot monitor your blood sugar, and also Josh has eliminated the ability to open your garage door with it.
Download the new Mike O'Mara Show app today. It's free and available at the Apple App Store. They have to say Apple. It's the App Store. They know where it is. Because the only thing better than having TMOS is having TMOS with you everywhere you go. Welcome back.
You mentioned it earlier, Mike. It's a great way to show off the show, too. If you want to tell a friend about it, you show them the app, and you look like you are in the know.
And the show today in that TMOS history is Mike is a Daddy and All Is Well. It's your first show back after having Michael.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Not when I announced that Carla was pregnant with
Michael. No, this would be your day back after he was born.
Do you believe, and this is completely random, but I'll ask you, because Rob, with your son or Josh with Owen, when they would stay or hang out at certain kids' houses, they would be better behaved when they would come back from that house?
No, they would. Robert would never be better behaved after a day away.
He had an overnight last night at his friend Luke's house, and his buddy Nick, who was on the cruise, was there too. They're going to be sleeping over here again tonight, and I might just get an apartment, and get him a drivable small smart car, right?
You could roll one of those tiny houses into the backyard.
I wish you had one of those houses like in a mid-century Los Angeles where there was a functioning apartment above the garage.
I just noticed the dad is a friend of mine, and he is he's not an older dad like I am, but he also is a take no S dad, okay, in my humble opinion. And like,
it's a good way
to be.
Yeah.
Well, for example, the reason the kid couldn't roll right over this afternoon when I picked Michael up was because there were chores to be done. And that was a very refreshing thing to hear from a father saying he has to get his chores done. And I, you know what?
He had to assemble iPhones, or what were the chores?
All I know is the chores, you know, words that probably don't come out of parents' mouths anymore.
Yeah.
Get your chores done. That exactly. is even the concept of chores. Do you, in your house, did you have like chores put that way that you have to do your list of chores that you do every day?
Oh,
was
yeah.
that ever done?
Absolutely. When I was growing up, yes.
No, when your son was.
No.
You know,
no.
How about your kids?
No, and I think that's a problem with society. And
I agree.
Fact,
yeah.
Kelly and I already talked that this school year, we're kicking off school year with chores.
Chores.
Good.
And we're bringing them back.
Here's Good. To chores. If he walked in here right now, I said, did you finish your chores? This is the look I get. Oh, you know, because he wouldn't.
You would say, did you finish your chores? He'd go, I can't hear you.
Well, here's what happened.
Can't
we drove
hear you.
In because I'm kind of motivated by this. As I said, I said, all right, I will take in all the stuff we got at Costco because most of the stuff is food for your little buddies tonight.
Yeah.
What you're going to do is you are going to straighten up the garage, which has been your domain with e-bikes and fishing lures and fishing rods and baseball equipment. And there was a little blowback, but then I'm like, nope, look. At one point, I turned and I looked at him. I said, fine, I will call the mom and dad and the sleepover will be postponed. And immediately he goes in there and does it. He actually asked if I would follow up more when I'm telling him to do something. So he's almost asking for the discipline, which I think is legit. I think he wants it. I think all kids want discipline.
Robert has gotten
better.
Or he's being a troll.
Was he wearing the glasses when he said it?
Nobody was being a troll in the Costco when he sat down in an office chair that was in one of the aisles.
Sure.
And he said, hello, ma'am. How are you today? I'm like, shut the hell up or you're going to get in the car.
I hate to tell you this, Mike, but that's something exactly I would do when I was 13.
Oh, it's something Mike
really
would do,
is.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it?
No.
No.
No, I was a bit of a different animal when I was a kid. I did not like to. I had an older dad as well, and I didn't want to involve my parents in any bad stuff.
My father was absent, so there was no.
Now, it's important to point out that the bad Mike did manifest himself when somebody would, you know, sneak into the local Lanadas and take out a case of Schlitz beer.
Yes.
Then I'm all in.
Yeah,
then
you should
be all in.
You should have stolen Heisler's beer.
No, Schlitz is all we had. And then one particular night when I was, when I was my son's age.
Oh, no.
Maybe 1 year older.
Mm-hmm.
I got to keep my voice down. The girls in my buddy Joey's neighborhood snuck into their parents' liquor cabinet, and they put all the different stuff in one bottle. And we were taking sips and swigs of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up getting so sick. We were sleeping over in Stevie DiTomaso's father's camper, and I got so drunk, I got so sick, I ended up pooping outside, at the bottom of the stairs on the camper, which they all saw, and then I dragged
this is
my sleeping bag.
Are you sure you weren't in college?
No, that would be, by the way, I would always, look, I was regular as rain in college.
Sure.
My constitution was great. No.
You were trained by that.
I can't modify the old man joke, you know. I get up at 9:30? No, I can't modify that joke into reverse engineer. So I dragged my sleeping bag through the woods to my house down the hill.
Now, when you've mentioned this story in years past. I don't know if you ever clarified. Did you poop in the grass? You didn't poop in the sleeping bag, did you?
I pooped at the bottom of the stairs in the grass outside of the camper.
And that's what you do when you want swingers to come.
And
be careful with your sleeping bag.
I will be honest.
It's better than white rocks.
I'm not quite sure I ever got caught. I don't think I did.
Oh, yeah. It was
dark.
A bear.
I think they might have thought it was a dog.
Yeah, it was. It was a dog that ate a lot of corn that day.
Steer. All I know is I dragged my sleeping bag and I walked up to my sister's window and I was scratching on the screen.
Yes.
To let her know. And when she came to the window and looked at me, she started crying because she thought I was hurt.
Wow.
That's how messed up I was. And then
is that the last time she cared about you?
It might be. Might be. And then later on, my mom busted me out and knew that I had been, and I was in big trouble.
But you were really an Irish family. Trouble. Weren't they proud of you?
No, they were not. Oh, what do you think we are? What do you think? It's fucking Peaky Blinders or something like that? Come on. All right. Do you have some beautiful video for us, Mr. Speedwagon?
I got something's going to blow your mind, Mike.
There's nothing like having my mind blown. Please bring it on. I cannot wait, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it going to be so good?
I can't wait. I'm very, very excited about that. All right. Hold on. Let me get the thing I want to tell you about. Hold on. There it is. Did I just like lose my place in the show? Did I miss a commercial?
No, I don't think so.
Good. Yeah. One spot right. left.
All yeah. Right.
It's a jot spot.
It is?
It's okay. A jot hot spot, yeah.
I don't have it. All right, Jimmy's hot sauce. Yeah. Hit the music, please. Jot, jot, jot. J-O-T-T. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. That's what that stands for. Jimmy's got hot wing sauce, too. He's got wing sauce that will knock your dick in the dirt. I am not kidding you.
That's
this
not
stuff
in
is,
the copy.
I don't have the copy. I'm doing the spot on my own. Yes, sirree. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern has the best wings in the world. They've been king of the wings in Northern Virginia for 63 years.
That's right.
Which is amazing because it's actually longer than Jimmy's been alive. If you would like to get your hot little hands on this website, on this hot sauce, rather, all you have to do is go to our website, tmospodcast.com, and you can get this wing sauce. It's yummy, yummy in your tummy, and it goes great with your wings as well. You can even put it on your finger and you know, spend the afternoon just sucking on it.
Yeah, and you really want to go to Jimmy's website for this.
Oh, you don't want to go to our website? We don't have a link. We don't have a link at tmospodcast.com to...
We don't at the moment, but we'll have one there by tomorrow.
Okay, by tomorrow. Thank you. Very good. That's on the fly. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. You go to Jimmy... What's the website, Rob Spiewak?
Jimmy'sTavern.com, I believe.
Okay.
I don't know it.
That's not the spot.
I'm really only good at putting Mike down. Anyway, I don't know what the website is.
Hey, you know
is.
What? That
would
be
copy.
Better said to Josh today. Okay?
You know what? I do not know what the website is. I do not have the fucking
it is
copy.
JimmyTavern.com.
All right. JimmyTavern.com is the website?
Yes.
That's the new one. Yeah,
and
you
then
recently
go
rebuilt
and
it.
Order the
all right,
sauce.
Get the hot
code TMOS.
All right, good. Time capsule show. Get the hot sauce and put the video on, please.
Okay, very good, Dan.
Hey, I like that. Beautiful video. Jerry time.
What happened? Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's not me. Are you guys there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
okay.
Here.
Okay, just my audio.
It's what you want?
For a
want a wingman that gets things back on track when they go off the rails? That's
Mike,
what you want, baby.
I want to know. I don't think this is racist. What I'm about to play you. Okay.
Uh oh. Warning! Warning! Potential racism.
It is a comedy. It's a comic. Her name is Nancy J. Lee, and she does an impression of her mother, but also her mother does an impression of people she encounters in real life. This
Wait, slow down.
Okay.
So the comedian is doing an impression of her mother,
yes.
And the mother is doing an impression of what's going on?
The comedian is named Nancy J. Lee. She does an impression of her mother, but then she also does impressions of people that her mother meets in real life. So you're only going to see one lady.
All right.
This really caught me off guard, and I'm curious if you find this as entertaining as me.
To the McDonald's in the Texas. And it's my turn to order. The cashier should say, "Hello, ma'am. What would you like to order?" "I would like a 6-piece chicken nugget, please," she say. "Okay. What kind of sauce would you like with that? Sweet and sour?" "Wait, how come she don't give me chance to answer?" I said, "No, I would like hot mustard. I have diabetes." "Why she just conclude that I want the sweet and sour sauce? Because I look like this, right? What are she gonna ask him? If I want the chopsticks?"
Is that racist? I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I don't
she's
even know
doing,
what I just saw.
I don't know what I saw either. I was hoping it would be good. It seems
I think
to
we
me
all were.
Yeah. Is it really a comedian? It looks like some rando. Just
It is a comedian. She has a website. It was just I was shocked to see her go back and forth between the two dialects.
She's not like the lady that was doing the commercials. That
the pencil sales.
Oh, yeah. And also Grape Leaves.
The other lady that was the large woman who was talking about, you need this, you need panty
yeah.
liner.
Yeah,
you
know, I remember that type. Her, yes.
There's that too. I don't think if you are doing an impression of your own mother, it can be qualified as racist.
I didn't think so either.
But I think Korean dad is better than Korean mom.
All right. Duly noted.
Nick Joe, Korean dad.
Mike, I want to next talk to you about another guy that has a very distinctive voice. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
And I was surprised to see how he looks now. Okay. I want you to hear the introduction of the tape and also a story that he tells. People who ever listen to radio in New York City will be familiar with the name Scott Shannon.
Okay.
And he recently did a radio panel. And I just think you'll enjoy the way he looks now.
Really believe that in order to be successful as a program director or as a boss, you have to speak in a language that's simple, that people understand, and not too, you can't give too many directions. Like, I very rarely sat down with a jock and went through a cassette of their program or a recording.
Now, if you ever saw, if you're listening and not watching, if you saw the most recent Frankenstein movie, that's the way Scott Shannon looks.
Wow.
And I would like, Mike, for you to hear this story about one of his disc jockeys. He was named Magic Matt. And he had just talked about how he was never intrusive with his disc jockeys when he was program director.
Okay.
But as a radio guy, I think you will enjoy this story.
Had the trips and the cart machines for those younger people. Those are things that you used to have in the control room, the cart machines. And so I'm sitting in my office, and Magic Matt's on. And he goes, beat it. And he walked on the intro of Beat It. Now, it's got a long intro. So 38 seconds. I'm not 38. He knows this stuff. So I go to the door, and I peek in, and I say, Matt, could I come in for a minute? Oh, yeah. He's still on the air. And I go, you know, you've only been here about a year, so you might know everything about the equipment. On this cartridge here, it's got these little numbers. It says like 36. Now what you do is, when that little number there matches the number on the cart machine, when they both say 36, you know what? You shut the fuck up!
That's how you be a good boss.
Very nice man.
Well, yeah, a great guy. Very, very nice.
A mentor for certain people.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the good qualities live on in those people. Mike, let us close with this. But before we close, I wanted to say that we are on for our Escape Room event this Sunday night, the 26th, and we had a couple cancellations. So if you're interested in joining Josh and I at Escapeology at Fairfax this Sunday night.
Is this the first time we've mentioned it on the show?
Oh, no. We've talked about it in the past.
Well, we talked about it. Maybe doing it. This is the first time I've heard about it.
Well, we officially announced it on Thursday when you were out.
Oh, okay.
All right. But you're not joining us, are you?
Where is it going to be?
In Virginia on
Fairfax.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, I'm not.
That's what we thought.
But if you're interested in joining us, we have a spot.
By the way, hi, I'm Scott Shannon. If you really want to promote something, you put it at the second to last moment of the show. That's what you
we
do.
We don't want to really promote it because we mostly are full.
Yeah, it was just a mention for people that are still following. That's
okay, all right.
And Mike, I think you will agree.
Yeah, what? Go ahead. I am so gassed right now. I am so, yes, go ahead. What do you want? What?
I think you will agree that one of the easiest rabbit holes to follow on YouTube or anything is if you start watching clips from the Johnny Carson Show. And every now and then I run into one that I hadn't seen before.
Okay.
I really enjoy this. Dean Martin, a frequent guest on The Tonight Show, shows up, and Johnny didn't even know what he was promoting. And I just like the way that we'll close with this.
Is he wearing a white suit with a brown, like tan turtleneck?
No, he's wearing a tan suit with a matching tie.
Okay.
I'd never seen this. I hope this is new to you as well.
I hope so.
I think what he's promoting.
Seen a lot of them.
This is pretty great.
When I introduced you, I had no plugs. You weren't opening any place.
Oh, I'm here. I'm here to plug Charlie's Angels.
There you go, Dean.
That's not even on this network, Dean.
But I did a segment.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
When is it?
A two-hour segment, and it'll be their first show next season.
Well, now, they didn't tell me that.
So. Sure, you'd never go around asking.
You like those gals?
Oh, if you don't like those girls, you don't like home cooking, man.
Mike, if you don't like those girls,
when I introduced you, don't you like I had no cooking. Plugs, you weren't opening.
Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. What?
You don't like home cooking.
All right, we're set. Is that it? Are we
done?
That's
all. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. Best show we've ever. I don't know what happened, but I know I'll do my level best to make it better on my end. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. They all can't be tens, you know? But whatever. I'm sorry. I've lost my place in the show, but that's good because the show is over. And we'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. It had everything today that I wanted, including a Red Sox victory. Josh, I can't say anything to you because if I say something to you, I will know
tonight
that there's some sort of jinx going on. So I'll just shut up about it and move forward. Rob, Mike. I don't know what to say to you either other than keep on keeping on. And for me, I promise I'll be a better me tomorrow. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land. You know.